Doubles and triples, practice test number one. Question number one. A drive wheel skid, when pulling doubles, could result in a jackknife when the tractor brakes lock up, the trailer pushes the towed vehicle sideways, the trailer slides off the right side of the road, or the tractor spins around. B. The trailer pushes the towed vehicle sideways. 2.19.1 Drive wheel skids. With vehicles towing trailers, a drive wheel skid can let the trailer push the towing vehicle sideways, causing a sudden jackknife. Diagram here. This is the drive wheels pushing the vehicle sideways. Number two, converter dollies have little braking power because they are small, often do not have spring brakes, usually need a glad hand converter, or all of the above. The answer is B, often do not have spring brakes. In 6.2.8 trailer service, parking and emergency brake, converter dollies in trailers built before 1975 are not required to have spring brakes. Question number three, inspect the converter dolly as if it were a trailer, cargo, an axle with a fifth wheel, or an engine. Answer C, an axle with a fifth wheel. In 7.2.1, coupling twin trailers. Although this question is not covered in detail in the manual, the main idea is you inspect the converter dolly as if it were an axle with a fifth wheel because, in effect, it is an axle with a fifth wheel when it's connected. Question number four. It is dangerous to unlock the pintle hook with the dolly still under the rear trailer because the dolly tow bar may fly up, the brakes might release, the kingpin might break off, or the fifth wheel might not be aligned. The answer is A, the dolly tow bar may fly up. 7.2.2, never unlock the pintle hook with the dolly still under the rear trailer. The dolly bar may fly up, causing possible injury and making it very difficult to recouple. Question number five. On trailers used as doubles and triples, you'll find shutoff valves or cutout cocks in the service airlines, emergency airlines, service and emergency airlines, and parking brake system only. The answer is C, service and emergency airlines. 6.2.7 shutoff valves, also called cutout cocks, are used in the service and supply airlines at the back of trailers used to tow other trailers. Question number six. Should you unhook the pintle hook with the converter dolly still under a trailer? Yes, this is a standard procedure. Yes, this keeps the trailer from falling. No, this could damage the pintle hook. Or no, this could result in your injury. The answer is D, no. This could result in your injury. In 7.2.2, never unlock the pintle hook with the dolly still under the rear trailer. The dolly bar may fly up, possibly causing injury and making it very difficult to recouple. Question number seven. The stopping distance for a tractor trailer traveling 55 miles per hour on dry pavement is longer than a football field, about 300 feet, two football fields, about 600 feet, two-thirds of a football field, about 200 feet, or half of a football field, about 150 feet. The answer is A, longer than a football field, about 300 feet, 2.6.1 stopping distance. At 55 miles per hour, your vehicle will travel a minimum of 419 feet, which is a little bit longer than it has here, but it's still roughly longer than a football field and much closer than the other options. Question number eight, to check for airflow to the last trailer, pull forward and step on brake pedal. Open emergency shutoff valve and listen for escaping air. Step on brake pedal and watch for brake lights or test emergency brake lines on level surface. The answer is B, open emergency shutoff valve and listen for escaping air. In 6.5.2, combination vehicle brake check, open the emergency line shutoff valve at the rear of the last trailer. You should hear air escaping, showing the entire system is charged. Question number nine. To test the trailer service brakes, you should lightly test brakes at 5 miles per hour, apply hand control, and check to see if you feel the trailer brakes come on, depress the brake pedal, or release air to the brakes. The answer is B, apply hand control, and check to see if you feel the trailer brakes come on. From 6.5.2, test trailer service brakes. Check for normal air pressure, release the parking brakes, and move the vehicle forward slowly. Then apply the trailer brakes with the hand control or trolley valve. If so equipped, you should feel the brakes come on. Question number 10. To uncouple double trailers, you should park your rig on a slight incline on level ground in the company parking lot or on a soft surface. The answer is B, on level ground. 7.2.2, uncoupling twin trailers, park rig in a straight line on firm level ground. Question number 11. To uncouple the converter dolly, you should disconnect safety chains, lower the landing gear, and chock the wheels. Chock the wheels, lower the landing gear, and disconnect safety chains. Lower the landing gear, disconnect safety chains, and chock the wheels. Or chock the wheels, disconnect safety chains, and lower the landing gear. The answer is C. Lower the landing gear, disconnect safety chains, and chock the wheels. 7.2.2. Uncoupling twin trailers, uncouple converter dolly, lower dolly landing gear, disconnect safety chains, and apply converter gear, spring brakes, or chock the wheels. Question number 12. Trucks with double or triple trailers have a dangerous crack the whip effect, present a rearward amplification hazard, can turn over in response to abrupt steering movements, or all of the above. The answer is D, all of the above. In 7.1.2, beware of the crack the whip effect. Doubles and triples are more likely to turn over than other combination vehicles because of the crack the whip effect. You must steer gently when pulling trailers. The last trailer in a combination is most likely to turn over. Also, in 6.1.2, steer gently. Rearward amplification causes the crack the whip effect. And steer gently and smoothly rather than making abrupt steering movements, which is why all of the above are correct. Question number 13. When connecting the converter dolly to the rear trailer, you should remember to make sure trailer brakes are locked, make sure trailer height is correct, raise the landing gear slightly off the ground, or all of the above. The answer is D, all of the above. In 7.2.1, coupling twin trailers, connect converter dolly to rear trailer. Make sure trailer brakes are locked and or wheels chocked, which is A. Make sure trailer height is correct. It must be slightly lower than the center of the fifth wheel, so trailer is raised slightly when dolly is pushed under, which is why B, make sure trailer height is correct, is one of the answers. And raise landing gear slightly off the ground to prevent damage if trailer moves, which were B and C, which is why all of the above is correct. Question number 14. When coupling doubles, start by coupling the tractor to the second trailer, backing the converter dolly under the second trailer, coupling the converter tongue to the pintle hook on the first trailer, or putting the second trailer against the dock. The answer is B, backing the converter dolly under the second trailer. From 7.2.1, coupling twin trailers. Shown here in connect converter dolly to the rear trailer, back converter dolly under the rear trailer. Question number 15. When coupling the rear trailer, the correct trailer height is 6 inches of space between the upper and lower fifth wheel, slightly lower than the fifth wheel, when the locking jaws are closed around the kingpin, or the kingpin touches the fifth wheel. And it's B, slightly lower than the fifth wheel. 7.2.1, coupling twin trailers. Make sure trailer height is correct it must be slightly lower than the center of the fifth wheel. Question 16. When coupling twin trailers, you should release the dolly brakes by dropping the trailer onto the fifth wheel, opening the air tank petcock, letting the air out of the brake line, or pushing the air release valve on the dash. Answer is B, opening the air tank petcock. 7.2.1, coupling twin trailers. Release dolly brakes by opening the air tank petcock, or if the dolly has spring brakes, use the dolly parking brake control. That's why the answer is B. Question number 17. When driving with more than one trailer, which trailer should be the first one behind the tractor? The lightest trailer, the heaviest trailer, the shortest trailer, or none of the above? Answer is B, the heaviest trailer. In 7.2.1, coupling twin trailers. For the safest handling on the road, the more heavily loaded semi-trailer should be in the first position behind the tractor. The lighter trailer should be in the rear. Question number 18. When inspecting doubles, the shutoff valves at the rear of the trailer should be open at the rear of the front trailer, open at the rear of the last trailer, or open at the rear of the front trailer and close at the rear of the last trailer, or closed at the rear of the front trailer and closed at the rear of the last trailer, or finally, none of the above. The answer is B. Open at the rear of the front trailer and close at the rear of the last trailer. In 7.2.1, coupling twin trailers. Under connect converter dolly to rear trailer has closed converter dolly, air tank petcock, and shutoff valves at rear of second trailer. So the shutoff valve at the rear of the second trailer should be closed. Also open shutoff valves at rear of first trailer. So open at rear of front trailer and close at the rear of the last trailer. Question number 19. When pulling triple trailers, always put the heaviest trailer in the front, in the rear, in the middle, or it doesn't make a difference. The answer is A, in the front. Comes from 7.2.1, coupling twin trailers. For the safest handling on the road, the more heavily loaded semi-trailer should be in the first position behind the tractor. The lighter trailer should be in the rear. Question number 20. When pulling triple trailers, which unit is more likely to roll over? The front trailer, the middle trailer, the last trailer, or the tractor? The answer is C, the last trailer. In 7.1.2, beware of the crack the whip effect. The last trailer in a combination is the most likely to turn over. Question 21. When steering to avoid a crash while pulling doubles, remember to keep both hands on the steering wheel, stay off the brake while turning, be prepared to counter steer, or all of the above. The answer is D, all of the above. In 2.17.1, steering to avoid a crash, keep both hands on the steering wheel, which was A, do not apply the brake while you are turning, which was B, and be prepared to counter steer, which is C, all things to do under steering to avoid a crash. Question number 22. With the hand valve on, you should test the trailer brakes by opening the service line valve at the rear of the rig. When you do this, you should hear air escape from the open valve, the service brakes slowly move to the fully applied position, the emergency line valve open and release air, or none of the above. The answer is A. When you do this, you should hear air escape from the open valve. In 6.5.2, combination vehicle brake check. Go to the rear of the rig, open the emergency line shutoff valve at the rear of the last trailer. You should hear air escaping, showing the entire system is charged. Question 23. You are driving a 100-foot twin trailer combination at 50 miles per hour. The road is dry and the visibility is good. You should keep at least how many seconds of space ahead of you? 9, 10, 11, or 12? The answer is C, 11, under 2.7.1, space ahead. One good rule says you need at least 1 second for each 10 feet vehicle lengths at speed below 40 miles per hour. At greater speeds, you must add 1 second for safety. So we had here a 100-foot twin trailer combination, which is 1 second for each 10 feet is 10 seconds. And then it was going 50 miles per hour, so you add another second, so that's 11 total seconds. Question 24. You are driving with double trailers and must use your brakes to avoid a crash. For emergency braking, you should push the brake pedal as hard as you can and hold it there. Use only the trailer brakes. Use controlled or stab braking, or none of the above. The answer is C. Use controlled or stab braking. In 2.17.2, how to steer quickly and safely, you should brake in a way that will keep your vehicle in a straight line and allow you to turn if it becomes necessary. You can use the controlled braking method or the stab braking method, which is C. Question 25. You should test your tractor protection valve to avoid the emergency brakes coming on due to loss of air, the loss of air from the air hose, the loss of air from your trailer brakes, or all of the above. The answer is D, all of the above. In 6.5.2, combination vehicle brake check, test tractor protection valve. If the tractor protection valve doesn't work right, an air hose or trailer brake leak could drain all the air from the tractor, which are A and B together. Then also, this would cause the emergency brakes to come on with possible loss of control, which is C, the loss of air from your trailer brakes. So D is the best answer, all of the above.